Monday, February 9th, 2015, episode 29 of the Gerard Files. Privacy fears over Samsung's Orwellian smart TV. What's up with that? The Scoop, coming up next.
The Gerard Files Podcast, where technology, business, and pop culture intersect. The Gerard Files Podcast starts now.
So, your TV may be listening on your private conversations, according to technology giant Samsung, who has warned customers against saying too much in front of their smart TV, as they risk being recorded and the information shared with a third party. Now, when I first read the story, I was thinking, you know, there's going to be pros and cons regarding the story. So, first off, the potential infringement on privacy has been compared to George Orwell's novel entitled 1984. Remember that? I read that back in sometime back in the day. The novel describes life under the watchful eye of a totalitarian government. And it was a very good book. But I think increasingly these days where surveillance is become ubiquitous. Everywhere you go now, you're being watched. So George Orwell was not far off with his idea of a watchful eye. I don't think we've seen the totalitarian government yet, but seems to be lurking, right? But basically, many of Samsung's smart TVs come equipped with voice recognition, which allows you to yell out a command at your TV. And since the television is always watching, and I mean, I'm sorry, you're watching the TV, the television is always listening to your voice, Samsung has warned its smart TV customers that every word is being captured and sent over the internet. Now, this is from Samsung's smart TV privacy policy. It reads, "Please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to third parties, or to a third party through the use of voice recognition." Well, that's interesting. Now, if I'm a customer, I want to know who that third party is. Who has Samsung contracted with, and what are they doing with the extra information that they're gathering? Samsung further states that they do not retain voice data or sell it to third parties. And if a customer consents and uses a voice recognition feature, the voice data is sent to a server which searches for the requested content and then returns the desired content to your television. I guess the problem here is that not only is the command being recorded, but any other conversations that is happening in the room. And that's where the problem lies. But there are two ways of looking at this. There are two points of debate. One is, well, if you're having a private conversation, you either leave the room or not have it in front of the television at all. Or there are some that are saying that, well, if you're buying a product, you should have you should expect reasonable privacy, whereas where you know that your information is being transmitted in a secure form, and you know at least where it's going and what's being done with it. So there are many ways of looking at this, but one thing that we can all agree on is that privacy in our times has become an illusion. Corporations, those that have the technological muscle, will do their very best to mine user data. Mining data will benefit corporations, whether it's their marketing efforts, their advertising efforts. It's big, big business. And I don't believe Samsung is collecting data for spying purposes. Of course, I believe that they're collecting it for business purposes, you know, to enhance their bottom line, of course. But they do gather information that is sensitive, and if that's the case, as a consumer, you need to know that it is being securely gathered, and you need to know where it's going. That's my opinion on this matter. Security, it seems to me, is an afterthought for a lot of manufacturers. Usually a manufacturer gets the product out to market, and a few months later, or a year later, oops, there's a security flaw we must address, and I see it happening a lot. And as a consumer, it's my private information, it's my security. I'm concerned, and I think the manufacturers need to take note.
The Gerard Files Podcast. We're a movement. On the go at iTunes or Stitcher.com.
So good to have you on board. As always, thanks for listening. And those of your regular listeners know that this is a mobile podcast created entirely through my mobile device. And most recently, it's the iPad Air 2. My recorder of choice, of course, is Boss Jock Studio. Check out Boss Jock Studio in the iOS App Store. Excellent, excellent app. It does the job, and it does it well. And, of course, the microphone is the Audio-Technica ATR-2100. If you go to my website, you can always check out the setup. It's really a very good setup, very portable, and I'm very pleased with it. It's been it's the portability that matters to me. I want to be able to take it with me on the go and get things done, get things recorded. So how you doing? My friends in the Northeast, been bombarded with snow. Stay safe. I'm pretty lucky out here. I'm in the Mid-Atlantic, and this year it's been pretty mild. Although we're getting some cold weather moving in the area this evening. The past 2 days was gorgeous. It was in the 60s. But at this point, I'm really looking forward to spring. Get out there in the beaches, catch some sunsets, put my feet in the sands. Yeah, definitely. So how are those New Year's resolutions going, folks? Usually February is the time where those New Year's resolutions start falling off the wayside. And I hope that's not the case with you. Well, of course that's not the case with you. You're motivated, you're inspired, and you want to do better than you did last month or last year. I mean, I don't want to say that it's a struggle, but it's really it's a challenge. Let's put it that way. Even with me, one of my challenges this year is to read 52 books in 52 weeks. We're at the beginning of February, and I'm on book three. So life gets in the way. It's understood. It's the effort that matters, the continuous effort. And you'll find that as you continue to put forth that effort, in the end, that's what matters, the journey to get to from point A to point B, the journey to get to your goal, the journey to get to your destination. That's where the value lies. So keep that in mind as you pursue your goals. As always, we keep this podcast under 10 minutes. Your time is valuable, and that's how we roll. Thank you for listening to episode 29. My name is Ray Gerard.
You've been locked Monday, to the Gerard Files podcast. Remember, you can always grab the latest in the Gerard Files 411 info via iTunes or at Stitcher.com and by bookmarking rayga.libsyn.com. That's rayga.libsyn.com. Where technology, business, and pop culture intersect. It's the Gerard Files podcast.